over here, Bob.
Earth receives a space visitor through a radio receiver. Next.
Over here.
Program you're about to hear falls flat on funnels. It's parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and should pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
It was 10:45 on the morning of July 1st when the telephone rang.
I think you'd better come over. No, wait,
he cried.
There's a particular news broadcast that I want you to hear.
He pressed the switch of the radio.
Click.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the voice of the radio speaker leaped forth abruptly.
This is a test of the national emergency broadcast system.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have something important to say. We're all going to kill ourselves today. Just thought we'd let you know before it's time to go.
When?
Next up on July 5th at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
The overlords are coming.
Oh, my God!
Now's the perfect time.
So there was one particular salesman in my office.
The fifth? Yes, it could save the world. No, it will not be published outside.
Bob, I said. This was the only lifer in the prison. He was the chief clerk in the supply room where I would soon be given my civilian clothes. He was a science fiction writer of some note, publishing many stories a year under various pseudonyms, including Frank X. Barlow and Kilgore Trout.
This is on, the 2nd of July.
Do you really think the world's going around?
Yes.
Shouldn't we lie down or put a paper bag over our heads or something?
If you like.
Will it help?
Not at all.
Oh, it's like a bitter, sour ass.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I didn't lie to them, huh?
Did that salesman cut one?
Yeah.
And for some reason, he turned on the radio to cover up the smell.
Haven't you heard? Read this.
See that?
Oh, my God! He read. It's the greatest revolution in power motors since...
Damn you!
See? Oh, that.
He read. He looked up.
Our lives might be in danger.
He said slowly, good God.
No one would be stupid enough to believe that.
You ever see anything as wet behind the ears as that?
Who are you suckling pump for that?
Or a doofus.
Or a moron.
Or an idiot. Or a sleazeball.
Oh.
Let me reassure you, your fears are groundless, and your complaints moronic.
Oh, that's good.
In fact, that's not even in the Bible, is it?
It's in Revelation, people.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, see? Okay.
Well, I give up. I don't know what gave us the idea that we'd attempt anything like this.
I guess you're right. I'm afraid the joke's on us.
In a moment, he asked casually, when did you take a vacation last? When do you want to start? Not later than 7 a.m. of July 5th. Could we go to a place I'd like to see? Sure. Which place?
Over raspberry skies, spires of the shares.
Frankly, that's impossible.
There was a fear that nagged at me every day.
Now, for all I've done for you, we are getting just exactly what you deserve. I hate you! I hate you! I hate you!
The time is approaching when all of us will have to be called to leave here.
I'm ready. I couldn't wait for July. 5 comes 7 in the morning. But honey, what I do after 7 o'clock in the morning is my business. And if you got a problem with that, we're going to deal with it right now.
Good morning. The smile vanished. She looked at him across the living room from the threshold of her door.
You know, Bob, you really surprised me.
He was gathering money, whips, and guns from his desk and stuffing them into his pockets. Looking at his face, she knew it was over.
You are a bastard,
she said angrily.
I have to go down to the newspaper to place this henchman wanted ad.
Oh, for crying out loud.
They looked at each other a long moment. Why are you deserting us? I am not deserting you, he said, smiling. I am running out of cigarettes. I'll be back in half an hour.
Oh, you wait! Someday you'll need a girlfriend, and then you'll give your treachery to me!
Oh, Jesus, he said. His voice was mocking, harsh, and tense. What's the use? I've always been misunderstood, and I should have been accustomed to it by now, only I thought that you were different. He waved his arms in some shapeless gesture of farewell and ran out of the room.
Suddenly a voice said, go for daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life. To feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
Daddy, go, 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 go.
No, sir, no, sirree, mom, mom, mom.
He didn't leave. He went to the store.
Be saying to yourself, if she feels that way about it, why doesn't she just slit her throat and shut up? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that kind of a come down. Cause I know just as well as I'm standing here talking at you, that when the final moment comes, when I'm breathing my last, I'll be saying to myself,
turns out Connie had a secret of her own.
Yoo-hoo!
I'm only 12.
Hi.
I can't be held legally responsible.
Mr. Dobson, hope.
Oh, Daddy.
This is so.
Hi, Daddy. Yes?
Thank you, my dear.
I've won a contest. In my own bathroom.
And you hopefully are, Mrs. Dobson.
Who are you?
Friend of Bob's.
I don't go out with Bob anymore.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah!
Bob said we'd get along fine.
Oh,
this is dumb.
3 hours later.
Would you like to go to church?
To church?
He led you to a church, and then he led you to go in. For what, I wondered? To pray? To mumble a few words of thanks for his help? To examine my conscience? Only now do I realize this great fate had led me to a church that was to change my life from the very moment I stepped into its hallowed hall. I went in, not knowing what to expect, and paused to light a candle. Thank you for sending a divine messenger in my time of physical and spiritual trouble.
And there's this sharp-looking guy in a suit.
gather round.
Don't you understand what this means?
He nodded. To be there on the day when you decide to join us. All the rest of us will be gone, he explained. I will remain as your last key before the door closes altogether. Go out to continue your struggle. Go on carrying unchosen burdens, taking undeserved punishment. But in your worst and darkest moments, remember that you have seen another kind of world.
I could not speak. My head was spinning. I could not believe that this had actually happened to me. It was almost as if my guardian angel had revealed himself to me after so many years of uncertainty.
Remember that you can reach it whenever you choose to see. Remember that it will be waiting and that it's real. It's possible. It's yours. He was smiling.
And the title of the sermon tonight will be We Have Beat Our Swords in the Plowshares. And the beat goes on.
Sweetie, Daddy!
I was only 19 when I met Bob.
The man in a suit who looked like a shyster, striding briskly in the center of the group.
I'm Bob, and this here is my place.
She was scared of him. A little scared of Bob.
Those eyes, they're frightening.
Bob grinned.
You see, me and my wife, we heard your broadcast. We got quite a bang out, especially my wife.
Sure. Kiss me.
I thought you'd never ask.
Kept me up half the night saying, that church right, honey. Trouble with the world is nobody saw him cranky each other.
Do you hear that strange noise when we kiss?
Yes, Latrine, why do you do that?
I didn't do anything. I thought it was you.
It was all very queer. But queerer things were yet to come.
I've been hearing something on the streets the last couple of weeks. Weird stuff. I was talking to one old boy. He told me they got some sort of cult up there. End of the world kind of stuff.
Come off it.
Yeah, this is where it's all happening, babies. The rhythm of life. Number 7 in the top 10 religions.
Well, we're gonna climb to number 1, Big Daddy.
I'm here, baby. But dig, time is running out on that big LP called life. And the greatest disc jockey of them all is gonna come and take us by the hand and lead us to the flip side of life called eternity.
Eternity!
That big coffee break in the sky.
Yeah, but before we groove that final date, before we head for that last chugong, the 8 bars, we gotta make our peace.
Make it, Daddy.
Make it, Daddy.
You know I'm gonna make it. And I want you cats to listen to everything I'm gonna lay on you as of this point. Number 1, thou shalt dig thy neighbor as thou wouldst have him dig thee. Number 2, thou shalt not put down thy mamas and thy papas. No. Number 3, thou shalt not swing with another cat's chick. No. Number 4, thou shalt not blow thy minds on school night.
They're a very devout group. Where'd you ever find you?
Oh, I'm on a mailing list. It's the Church of the Month Club.
And last, but not least, thou shalt indulge thyself in the evil marijuana weed commonly known as pot, grass, Mary Jane, Acapulco Gold. So I suggest if anybody's holding, drop it before the fuzz arrives. Love, babies.
Love,
babies. Later, in Washington, D.C.
Joke, Dodgy. Let me in on it?
Bob grinned.
Sure I will. Sure.
And this is Bob.
Oh, I knew it.
Hello.
Hello. Whenever there's a pretty woman around.
Wow, are you from the Cavalcade of Perversion? I read about that in the morning paper.
Sure.
He gave a big grin.
Oh, Jesus. You're my first celebrity I ever gave a rosary job to. Oh, wow. Imagine.
Don't listen to her. Oh, I don't know. She might have something there. Don't you have the wits to see that she's one of his kind? He did not state what kind.
What about the show? You want it, don't you?
Yes.
Of course. And furthermore, I want him in charge of the program.
Well, the show business could stand a little of some genius.
Bob grinned.
Sure I will.
Whoa!
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Hi, Dobbs, I'm an admirer of your work.
personal as well as professional.
Where did you hear about Project X? Oh, I heard a couple of your younger boys saying something about it.
It sounds like a setup.
And illegal.
And the guy sounds like a total criminal.
They told me it was something very secret.
That's right. It is an extremely secret research project, which the government has entrusted to us.
Man long ago tried to invent a motor that would draw slack from the atmosphere, convert it, and create its own power as it went along.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, it'd be coming out. Yeah, just a tremendous amount of radiation, gamma, and neutrons, too. So it just kill people, or vegetation, or cows, or anything else.
Whatever, man.
And then if you crash, the whole world would come to an end, essentially.
It wipes everything out. Nothing on Earth. Nothing.
Yeah.
Darling, there's so many complaining political speeches. People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio. If you're going to have him say anything, why don't you let him say something simple and real, something with hope in it?
Person talks to me like that. No one anywhere.
The smile vanished.
Something about the place didn't seem real. Didn't have a good, odd feeling about it.
You need my ship for transportation, or else you're stuck here, aren't you?
He put on a big smile, came over and took my hand like an old lodge brother. He said,
you! Standing on his feet, laughing above their moans of panic, flipping the bird in triumph.
The Smiler had been humoring them.
Goodbye! Adios! Hasta luego! Sayonara!
He extended the finger to the pink human scum.
And then he shut the f***ing door!
Oh, that Dobbs must be a lot sicker than I thought.
Oh, wish.
Bob told me personally he will walk off this show if he is not allowed to express himself
freely. Let him walk!
Look, boys, we've got to be damn cautious. He's our last hope. We'll find him, and he'll tell us what to do. And when you find him, you'll kill him? Kill him, you damn fool. We need him. And your time is running out.
Oh, shut up.
I'll find him, if he's still alive. If he were, you wouldn't have had to look for him, because the whole world would know his name by now.
Meanwhile,
I didn't catch your name, mister.
Dobbs.
Whoa!
No way.
Yes, it is.
I read your flyer. Finally, a religion that makes sense to me. Hey, everyone, I found him over here. Yeah!
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With a bagpiper blowing, all the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going.
Down below! Flip your wings and fly to daddy. Flip your wings and fly to daddy. Flip your wings and fly to daddy. Fly, fly, fly to daddy. Take a dive and swim to daddy. Take a dive and swim to daddy. Take a dive and swim to daddy.
Swim, swim, swim to daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to daddy. Crawl, crawl, crawl to daddy.
Flip your wings, fly.
Flip your wings,
fly.
Flip your wings, fly. Flip, fly. Flip,
fly.
Flip,
fly.
Flip,
fly.
Flip, fly, flip, fly, flip, fly. Take a dive. Take a dive.
Swim.
Take a dive.
Swim.
Swim.
Yeah.
Swim.
Swim.
Swim. Swim. Swim. Swim. Swim. Swim. Swim.
At this moment, the entire group of people broke into a deep, slow, rhythmical chant of B O B B O B B O B. B over B, over and over again, very slowly, with a long pause between the first B and the second. A heavy, murmurous sound, somehow curiously savage, in the background of which one seemed to hear a stamp of naked feet and the throbbing of tom-toms.
Was fear critical?
Ah, ooga!
from the day I sat in that meeting and watched that board.
We don't want to hear about demons or God or anything.
You want to dance, bitch? Let's dance.
I don't know what I'm hoping for. At first, I hoped that somebody would save us.
Oh, that is so gay.
But listen, I'll tell you something else that everybody's whispering about.
Oh, sweet mother of pearl.
Yes, isn't it true? None of my other husbands ever gave me a dime.
Any ladle, sweet, that dishes out some gravy.
He's a genius. A smart genius.
Is that so? Well, that's all you know about him. The man's a fiend. He's an absolute bore. You wouldn't believe the things he did to me.
Boys will be boys.
Where was I? Oh, yes, yes.
At the Institute.
All right, boys, good night. Reveille at 0700 tomorrow.
0700? How about okay?
You scamp, I love you.
The scattered lights in the distance ahead were barracks erected on the site of Project X.
What is Project X?
It is an extremely secret research project.
The 5th of July, you think I'm going to help you befoul his legacy?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Never!
He observed as he came closer that something out of the ordinary was going on. There were armored trucks and running figures and shouted orders and the gleam of bayonets.
You remember Bob?
About time. Where the hell have you been?
Bob grinned. Cigarettes. They all turned to him, as if they had been waiting for his voice and for that word.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Those guys on their knees are his assistants.
They looked at each other.
Just look at this. Human beings and aliens working together.
Those who could came here.
We're all just one big galactic family.
You want to see my spaceship?
You have been chosen to witness the unveiling of Project X. The crew was lined up in front of the ship, Slack Bullet One. An impossible vision from another world.
That's just what I've been waiting for. Is everything packed?
We've been packed for a week.
Now look, clean up this place and clean it up right. And don't leave any calling cards.
As he started up the rungs on the side of the engine, the very real Slack engine, he turned, hanging onto a metal bar with one hand, suspended for an instant above the heads of the crew.
Look, you need sufficient slack. Yeah!
The men laughed, they cheered, they broke into applause. Then his voice came slowly, changed. We did not know whether we'd live to see the liberation of the world, or whether we'd have to leave our secret to the next generations. We knew only that this was the only way we cared to live.
Right on! Bob! 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 Bob!
Let's go.
Stand by to initiate the countdown.
Bye, Bob.
Yeah, I sure hope there's a happy ending. Bye. I love a happy ending.
Just
like that last one. In here, I knew that I had just closed the escape hatch. I had just burned the bridge, and I knew there was one path for me, and that was a big hole. Make a big hole. When you leave, leave a big hole. Make a...
There was a pause.
A big hole.
Connie.
Bob!
Then she saw the Project X airport from across a span of miles. Lighted for a ship about to take off.
Do you know where it is?
You can't get there from here.
Oh, and then, to my horror and amazement,
there he's gone.
The young attendant jerked his thumb, pointing east to the shrinking taillights of the ship.
Well, there's my ride.
He said you should keep wasting your life, though.
The ship was headed southwest, and she was following it into the coming sunrise.
What?
Why do we have to go through all this?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Daddy.
Hit it the floor.
Daddy.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. To feel the rhythm of life. To feel the powerful beat. To feel the tingle in your fingers. To feel the tingle in your feet.
Wings and fly to your daddy. Take a dive and swim to your daddy.
Hit the floor and run to your daddy. Yeah! Let me hear it. Knock it to me. Let it all hang out.
What? He heard her screaming.
Yes.
He banked the ship sharply in the direction of the voice.
Connie.
Dropping down a little. Circling, coming closer.
Hello, Connie.
Bob, I'm so glad.
You're glad. How do you think I feel? And you're just as good as new again.
Why, Bob. You know, Bob, I may be wrong, but I...
You wouldn't kill a pal, would you, Connie?
Oh, Bob.
Or yourself, maybe.
I don't know yet, Bob.
There was a pause.
You want to see my spaceship?
She laughed.
I want to see my spaceship.
He started up the rungs on the side of the slack bullet one. He turned.
How much money you got?
How amusing.
The smile vanished.
$35 personal appearance fee.
They looked at each other.
Come on.
I have a problem.
She moaned, looking at the exit door. Oh, hell, you're a mess, he said. His eyes kept coming back to the exposed rise of her breasts. Hanging onto a metal bar with one hand, suspended for an instant, he stretched out his hand, his fingers closing over her breast.
Why, Bob?
You were a cheap, helpless little gutter snipe. The look she saw in his face made her know for the first time that she had known this would be the end of the journey.
Let me resuscitate you.
Yeah.
It's real. It's possible. It's yours. Then she felt the touch of metal as her hand closed over the stem of the pipe.
Oh, Bob.
And it was suddenly easy. Impelled by some instinct, she went upward.
Woo!
His head jerked from side to side.
Oh, you degenerate wanton.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Later. Much later.
You're going to quit one of these days, aren't you? All right, she said. Her hands were bleeding. For the moment, their only certainty was, number one, that they had to escape.
That's an understatement.
You've got to be kidding.
Number two, Bob had to stop hanging onto a metal rung with one hand.
Yeah.
And number three, she had to wait to take off.
Why?
Listen carefully. Go home, pack a few things you'll need and any valuables that you can carry. Meet me in 40 minutes.
I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
You bring the towels, I get the penicillin.
Three hours later,
she approached him, extended her credentials, and said quietly,
Hi, Bob.
He whirled around. Come in, he said, grinning. He was naked. He turned. He threw the door open and sprang back, letting her be first to get aboard. From the threshold of the door, she looked at the leather mattress on the floor spread under a cone of violent light. Seven goats were stretched on the mattress, bound and gagged, legs stretched upward, jerking, straining against his straps. She fell down on her knees by the side of the mattress, looking among the angular forms of the goats.
Harlots, call girls, malls, pink pants, prostitutes.
Then his voice came slowly, changed. Draining goats. I don't know why it helps me, but it does.
Say what?
And I can make frozen goats, suckers from the droppings. There was a long moment of total silence as she started backing slowly away from the goat mattress.
Yes, sure.
Wait a minute,
he said. This is more important. He was not smiling. We've got to find the damn vibrator.
Oh, hell, she thought.
You're gonna take the whole world down with you?
She smiled.
That's insane.
You think so? Is there an indelible line dividing sanity from insanity? Or do they change one into the other at the slightest turn of events? We'll find out soon enough that the world itself is insane.
He sat, one hand resting lightly on the throttle.
Why don't you come with me? When it's all over, you and I will be the only ones left.
I don't care what you do. I want to be alone with you.
It's working, Bob! It's working!
As if responding of itself to his control, the needle on her altimeter was slowly moving upward. Speeding down the runway, the ship was rising into the air like a bullet aimed at two sparks of light that were twinkling away into the eastern sky. The green-blue jets shot out of the slack engine. The twinkling lights of the signals kept coming at them and passed every few seconds. He had the ease of an expert, but it was the ease of a tremendous concentration. He was beyond the curve of the Earth. He was leaving the outer world.
In our dreams, we fly like gods. We long to shoot through space. And why is that, huh?
They faced a black hole of unrelieved dark. She felt his arms around her.
Oh,
I'm beginning to like this.
Jets are gonna fall today. There's no time. We're all gonna fall today.
Sign. I'm waiting for a sign. Just a sign. Rain or shine, all jets are gonna fall today. There's no time. We're all gonna fall today.
Wakey, hands off, Snakey.
Oh, God, no. Is today the 5th? I need to get out of here.
I'd like to do something different.
You want to rob a supermarket? Well,
maybe you could play a fanfare while you ride your bike in the show, the director said. I have a bugle for you right here. And later on, you'll get a green coat and a cap, just like Bob's.
Does he have any news of Bob? Nobody knows. For heaven's sake, where is he?
Where's Bob? Well, I called his office just now to see if he had any news of Bob.
Oh. Where is he?
Where's Bob?
Well, everybody else came, and if you could have seen, I'd have given anything for videotape of that first home meeting. You know, bloopers, right?
Oh, have you seen Bob?
He ought to be here soon.
Yeah? Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
We're in a spot. There are only a few seconds left.
They're through, and they know it. They'll give up. It won't be long.
Right now, Bob!
And we'll be here to save whatever's left.
Yes?
Serves me right for depending on friends.
Serves me right for depending on you.
Bob laughed. Time like this, we can't afford the luxury of thinking. It is important that you go on the air, you know.
3 minutes to go.
They don't believe any public official anymore.
Now, don't worry. I'll put together a show and you'll never know the difference.
How, you ask? Simple.
Don't miss it. Read on sight. Because for a brief few minutes, you'll be able to see.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hey, doggies.
Boy. He's got a beauty of a ship. The people in the streets stared at the ship.
Whoa.
As if the glittering black shape were an aluminum space vibrator from another world.
Ooh-wee.
So how come now Bob gets to tool around in a power everything kind of ride?
I don't know.
No, nobody knows.
I really don't know.
The crew was lined up in front of the ship to face a firing squad of cameras. smiling as if posing for snapshots of a summer vacation. The rest of the crew posed in a manner of amused indifference and looked as if they were about to wink at the cameras. The photographer said, laughing, "Hey, can't you people look doomed, please? Like this? Like this?"
That was wicked, man.
Meanwhile...
"We cannot use little monkeys who don't do as they are told," he said. "Of course, you cannot take part in the show now."
5 minutes to go.
Well, where are they?
They'll be here. Those people always keep their word.
Yes, Bob! Who else am I talking about?
Yeah, that's a genius throwing another "I'm the richest man in the universe" party.
Meanwhile...
Grandstands were rapidly filling with people. Human scum. Pink human scum. The grandstands spaced at intervals in a semi-curve. They seemed built for the viewing of some spectacle, but they faced the emptiness of a flat prairie stretching off to the horizon. There was a contraption resembling a portable switchboard in front of the stand reserved for officials.
What's happening here?
It's time.
Time for what?
Time for a commercial!
Jing, the new pep tonic that gives you new life, new zest, new Jing, present your genial master of ceremonies, the man you all love, the man who loves you all.
Where's Bob?
Where is he?
Where's Bob?
Ladies and gentlemen, the sudden screech of the microphone jerked the crowd into an instantaneous attentiveness. We are about to witness an historical event, an occasion which will become a milestone on the road of science, civilization, social welfare, and political adaptability. As you will observe, only the cream of our intellectual elite have been chosen for the special privilege of witnessing this occasion.
Thank you, President Ford.
This is in honor of the greatest figure of our time. You can have no doubt that he can make things work. Now he is here to tell you that he will make them work for you. A rectangle of tensely bluish light appeared on the wall behind the speaker's table. A television screen to project for the guests the image.
I'm sure glad to have you boys here. I'm Bob.
There's the source of today's achievement.
Bob.
The man who made it all possible, Dr. Robert Slack.
That's right.
Bob?
She raised her hand.
You won't forget your promise, Bob.
Huh? This is, 30 grand. Can we just have our medicine, please, Dr. Bob?
It was not a sound that stopped her. It was only a movement of his eyebrows.
Today is your lucky day,
he said, in the tone of a salesman extending a special courtesy to a customer.
I got a deal I want to make with you.
Then they saw him smile. The nature of the smile was the most terrifying of answers. We had lived among you, but you failed to know us. His arms swept over the glittering black ship. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you will see the consequences. By an infernal marvel of synchronization, in the exact moment when his fist struck the button under one of the dials,
abandon all hope.
The sound of a tremendous smash, collapse, crash, falling apart, rocked the grandstand.
Hey, what the hell?
Suddenly, the aluminum space vibrator rose into the air, cracked open, and crashed like an express elevator, spattering pieces of hitchhikers all over the gutters.
What?
What?
Say what?
Oh, my God.
The nation gathered.
Why was that a crash? Look around you.
So that you may see the simplicity of the whole procedure, he pointed to the wreckage. Where once there had risen the silhouette of a ship, what does this look like? He asked.
You know, Bob, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
long coils of wire, junk engine parts, wood matchsticks, the rubble left of a structure when it's sort of an empty shell of burlap cut in half. What is the practical purpose of this invention? What we're supposed to pretend is that our strictest rule is being ruled by human scum. Bob grinned. So we've been making you pretend. Ship, he said, flipping the finger to the man's face.
How do we know that?
Screamed some terror-blinded voice. Look around you. This dismal wreckage is the physical form of the treason you committed to your future. There were spots of immobility in the motion of the crowd, like spreading blotches of paralysis.
That's what I said.
Bob grinned and said, there's nothing but destruction ahead. The world's in your own. Give up. All of you. I'm not going to help you pretend that there's still a way to make it work and to save your neck. His arms swept over the grandstand. What does this look like?
Oh, I don't know.
Come again.
Whatever, man.
Don't try to force a pink mind.
He's lying again. How can he see pink? There is no pink.
Yeah.
Well, there is no pink.
Shut up.
His voice boomed suddenly over the prairie.
Am I now come to rid the earth of these pinks? Which are a pestilence upon the land.
July the 5th.
Brother, you asked for it. And the faint smile on his face gave to his words the deadly sound of the irreparable.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is fast and bulbous. Got me?
What the hell are you talking about?
Man.
Suddenly.
And suddenly things turned ugly.
Look!
What the hell?
What the hell is that?
She says, horror vampire, how I wish those bats would bite.
Ow! Bite!
Ow! Bite! Some bats! A 100 fluttering in your skin! A coming out of the dust of the hood. Baby, it's all right.
had been angered, he pointed his finger and visited upon the city oblivion.
But we're willing to negotiate.
A television screen appeared on the wall to project for the guests the images now to see.
Now look, you don't have to smell the world.
What do you think, Bob? One more?
Sure.
God, I love the theater.
Click.
Meanwhile, far below...
There is no cause for alarm. There is no cause for alarm.
Said official broadcast on the 5th.
There is no cause...
He did not know whether the next sound, part gas, part scream, part laughter, started rising from him or from the radio.
Oh my God, you blew it up!
He jerked his hand from knob to knob. Nothing came through. All stations were off the air.
Damn you all to hell!
The hole in the earth keeps getting worse, but that's nothing new to us. Someday we're gonna learn and drop right in. Till then, we'll slack around on the surface again.
Movement of people. The most powerful men in the country were running out, running to one another. Powerful men in panic.
This may be the last sunset you'll ever see. If we only had a little more time.
God, how many entire civilizations were sputtered out with those words. As our speechwriters were so fond of having to say about history, those who can't remember the past... God, can't remember.
Yeah, I know. Well, if that happens, I will get my $30 back, right? No, and this is more than bull, so I want my $30 back.
Suddenly.
Oh, you want slack? I'll give you slack. Oh,
her voice was half gasp, half scream. But far in the distance, on the edge of the earth, a small flame was waving in the wind. The defiantly stubborn flame, it seemed to be calling and waiting for the words.
Hey, baby, like let there be light.
That's that.
Oh, Bob, I think that might have been a love spell.
He looked away. Then his voice came slowly.
Now I am become death. Destroyer of worlds.
Oh, Bob.
All your base are belong to us.
Am I right, fellas?
Skryn now 6 feet across.
Connie.
The world is falling apart so fast. The world is crashing faster than we expected, she said. He turned again to the sight of the earth tearing open before them. Unable to believe that she had witnessed a horrible catastrophe taking place so simply and quietly. There were no deadlines now, she thought. No barriers, no limits. We never had to take any of it seriously, did we? She whispered. No, he answered. We never had to. She saw the reflection of her smile in his. It's the end, she said. Bob grinned. It's the beginning. Later, he asked quietly.
Connie.
Bob.
I will take you in the butt, like a pink goat.
Oh, why, Bob.
Their embrace was the climax of victory. It was a political act.
She was conscious of nothing but a silent convulsion that made her unable to breathe. But what she felt was, yes,
Bob.
Yes,
Bob.
Now. Now, like this, without words or questions.
Bob. Oh,
because we want it.
And, you know, wherever's on the beyond, I think it's going to be more like Star Trek, beaming me up into a space vehicle and move on, recolonize to another planet or whatever. But wherever is the beyond, I know it's going to be good because I didn't write things.
Then she swept down into the luminous funnel of beams. She heard the sound of ringing in the space beyond.
It lies on the horizon in a golden haze. No one believes their eyes, the legend says. Held hypnotized in a frozen gaze on
the faint glitter of light weaving slowly through space was the starlight on the strands of Bob's hair. Slack bullet one was shooting across the desolation of the Earth.
Oh, Bob.
Connie.
Oh, Bob.
She was sobbing in his arms, sobbing as she had never done in her life as a woman. I don't have to keep secrets from you any longer. He said slowly, we had to extinguish the lights of the world.
Oh, yes.
They looked at each other. And when we would see the lights go out, we would know that our job was done. He stood looking, not at the dead planet below, but at the glittering darkness of space. But far in the distance, on the edge of space, somewhere, a pleasure, a goat from another world, was waiting.
Yeah.
He gave a triumphant grin. It's real. It's possible. It's yours.
Shut up! It's Daddy, stupid! Where's my bourbon?
happy X-Day seekers, because you know this is the one. 2012 is 1998 all over again. Good night, seekers.